Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey guys, it's...
Heard Zoe's voice saying, "Hey guys,
hey guys."
Is that you?
No.
Oh, something was playing. It was recorded. Whatever it was. Want to hear a strong take?
Yeah, sure.
Strong take from Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, on the Patriots. Hour number two. Zoe Ackett Bertrand, by the way. He grades the Patriots off season with a letter grade. It's not A, it's not B, it's not C, or even D. He gives the Patriots an F for their offseason. He writes, NBCSportsBoston.com, they have to take their medicine. With $23.5 million in dead cap money, thanks to Tom Brady, Stephen Gostkowski, Michael Bennett, and Antonio Brown. They franchised Joe Tooney to keep him away from competitors and still haven't gotten an agreement with him to clear up more dough. They drafted a kicker in the fifth round nobody else would have likely drafted. They saw two of their best defensive players in 2019 go out the door, Jamie Collins and Kyle Van Noy. They also lost Philip Dorsett, Jaron Harmon, Danny Shelton, Ted Karras, and Nate Ebner. Coming in, they have some Joes who will no doubt help. Bo Allen, Adrian Phillips, and Dan Vitale, to name three. And their first five draft picks are worth being enthused about. But you don't lose the best quarterback of all time and be forced into trading the best tight end of his generation, both in large part because you didn't want them and they didn't want you, and expect to get a pass. The question isn't whether it's been awful. The question is whether it's just a setup for improvement. Grade F for the Patriots offseason. Agree or disagree?
Okay, so when we do the pie chart, right? Okay, why does he feel this way? And okay, so Tom feels they got an F. I think the combination of Brady and Gronkowski, the fact Gronkowski came out of retirement to play with Brady elsewhere, is a black mark. So that takes up a big part of that pie. I think the second biggest part of that pie is Van Noy. Cops are coming.
No.
Okay, so Van Noy's the next biggest part. I would take Collins out of there and actually put Danny Shelton as far as a valuable guy. Shelton played well for them in the middle.
Huge loss. So not talked about enough.
So now you have to look at, okay, what did they replace? So the fact they didn't just say, let's go get Andy Dalton and replace Tom Brady, that would be your plan? That would be like a G, right? I wouldn't even give him an F. I'd even go down lower, G, because that's the plan. You had to replace Tom Brady. Now, if there's something they see in Jarrett Stidham to where he's ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo in his development year two, that this is going to be our plan, because we don't want Dalton. We don't want Cam Newton. We don't want Jameis Winston. We don't want anybody else. We don't make a trade. We're bringing back a guy, Brian Hoyer, that we're going to tell he's going to compete with him and push him, because we just don't want to hand Jarrett the job. But he, in essence, is going to be also a coach on the field and help out development. I think that's good for Stidham. I think, to me, this looks like Stidham's team. So that means there's a plan there. Who'd you replace Van Noy with? I mean, you were looking at Clay Matthews, supposedly, right?
Yep.
In free agency. Now you go and you get Uche.
You're hoping it's Josh Uche.
You hope it's. But how many times have we seen rookies pop the way? Pop to give you the same type of play Van Noy gave you in year three and four. You know, when Van Noy first got here, it was like, it was okay. But, man, did he learn how to play the system and learn to play it well. It's going to be hard for a rookie to do that. You saw that with Winovich last year. You know, special teams, then you get him in. Now you start to get him more reps. So, I mean, you're getting younger on defense. That, no doubt about that. Harmon, I don't know how much of a loss that is. He's sort of a policer back there, right? He's your deep safety. He's got a lot of nice picks off deflections to end games. Ebner, you got special teams, guys.
Yeah, I don't care about Ebner. Yeah. That's not what I'm concerned with. Jerron Harmon.
Teddy Karras should have played last year, guys, in all honesty. Okay?
Jerron Harmon is a loss in that he's someone who is very familiar with what the Patriots do defensively, and he has all that institutional knowledge. And now in a season where you can't really coach, you can't have meetings, you're not having OTAs, you're not having minicamp, and you've got a guy who's replacing him in Phillips, who's a different type of player, but I think that it's harder. It's harder to sort of make up for that loss. In a vacuum, this offseason has been absolutely a failure, like losses versus additions, right? But I also think that it is part of a longer-term plan for the Patriots, which is what Tom Curran alludes to at the end of the story, where he says the question is whether this is just a setup for improvement. And I think that's what it is. It is a setup to build something over the next couple of years, but by itself, in isolation, this offseason has sucked.
Yeah, and it sucks because you know you weren't gonna pay Van Noy the type of money he was gonna get. But you also knew by the teams that you lost to, Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City, we're not young enough and fast enough on defense. So something had to change there. Were you gonna sign back your older veterans or you're going to change and start to try and change things here? Bring in two safeties and Phillips and Duggar, and we're going to get them down the box, and we're going to go super nickel. I mean, let's see how the defense looks early and how they're going to combat some of this speed and crossing routes and misdirection and smoke and mirrors, because you got to be able to run with people. You weren't going to be able to run with people if you kept them. Tooney is what Tooney is. He'll get a deal done. But Teddy Karras shouldn't have played here last year. Should have been Andrews. Dave got sick. And now he's back, so I don't look at like Karras as a big loss, because he really is a utility swing guy. You can find those type of guys.
You know what the problem is with the situation currently?
You're going to be better at tight end, though,
with Tooney. Tooney's got leverage over them by showing up and playing.
Is he a leverage guy?
I don't know. Is he?
You know what I mean? Some guys are.
If he's got an agent who's advising him, if you were the agent for Joe Tooney, what would you tell him to do right now?
We got him by the nuts.
I'd say show up and play. We're not talking about a holdout. You're going to show up, and you're going to take all that guaranteed money, and you're going to go play football this year. And if you're signing a deal, you're only going to sign a deal for what the top guys at your position in the league are making. And if they don't want to pay that type of money, see what they do next offseason. See if they'll franchise you again. I doubt it. Then you can go to free agency and get paid. I don't know what the incentive for him would be right now to take a deal that is not in the ballpark of the top deals of the position.
I mean, look at Vince.
That's the only way that deal is going to get done. And I assumed that because the Patriots did this, they knew they could get a deal done with him. But so far, they've whiffed.
Right. But, I mean, even Vince at the end, when he was getting his last couple deals done, he would stay away from the voluntary stuff. I'm not going to be around. You know, hey, I'm going to play hardball here. But second mandatory stuff came up. Mini camp, regular camp showed up. And the deal ended up getting done. You know, so I think Tooney's a worker. I think he wants to be here, wants to be around. I think this will get done. I do.
I mean, I hope so. But
I mean, I don't think we have a Mankins thing on our hands here.
No, but here's the question, though, now, Zoe. I think before, guys said, hey, I know I'm in a really good place, and I know what this place is all about. Are all those things still known?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah, I think so. Sure.
So if you sign a long-term deal with the Patriots, you know that Bill Belichick is going to be your coach for the entire length of that deal?
I mean, if you're with him every day and you watch how he operates, or unless you've seen some drastic change, I would say yes.
Yeah, but we're sort of entering the unknown.
A little bit. Not as much with Brady, though.
My question is this. What's the incentive to take a team-friendly deal if you're Joe Tooney right now? What's the incentive? Why am I doing that?
I'm not saying take
what makes this team special.
I'm saying lower that cap number down. You're not going to get paid your average per cap. You know, the reason you have that franchise tag is to tag these guys, reserve it, and then you work out a deal to where we lower that number and we stretch it out over the course of 4 or 5 years. You know?
I would say you're safe 3-4 years. Beyond that, it you get into unknown territory.
How many guys end up seeing 4 and 5 year for contract? Right? Yeah. Give me the first. That's, show me the money in the first.
To me, long term deal in the NFL is 4 years. That's right. I think that's
extreme.
Right.
And how good will the team be over the course of the 4 years?
Well, I mean, you still have head coach.
Well, it's two different things.
Still have your stability.
You're talking about.
I'm talking about all those things. I'm talking about what you know you're getting yourself into. You know, is the head coach going to be the same guy? Probably.
Yes.
Is it a guarantee? Yeah, less so now than it would have been 5 years ago. How good is the team going to be? Not exactly sure. You know, who else is going to be on the team? Not exactly sure. Who's the quarterback?
Hey,
we hope it's Stidham.
More importantly, for Tooney, I mean, he always known as Scar. Now Scar's gone. Like.
Who's my offensive line coach?
Yeah.
We don't really have one right now. We're going to sort of band-aid it. Oh, okay. I mean, there's a lot of sort of things that didn't exist a year ago here or 5 years ago here or whatever you want to make it, whatever that timeline is. Some things have changed. We'll pick this up on the other side. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. They have not been able to get that deal done. We'll see if that happens sometime between now and camp. Some other things that we wanted to hit on. Phil Sims has some thoughts on the Patriots, though, and how they're going to be impacted by coronavirus. But Phil Sims actually has some thoughts on this thing as it relates to Joe Tooney, how good the team will be and the direction they'll take in the coming years. We'll get to that next.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is the phone number here on Zolak and Bertrand. Phil Sims has this to say in the Boston Globe story. Phil Sims doesn't see why Patriots can't return to dominance. He says, I would say this, if the Patriots have a winning season, and Bill will hate this, but I think that's a tremendous plus. Tremendous, given everything. And if they have a winning season, then look out. They're coming back, and it's going to turn. Go right back into another era of winning. I really believe that. He also says the time off, for as meticulous as they are, how they teach, this does hurt teams like them more, Sims said. I don't care if other coaches get offended. It's the truth. They piece it together from the ground up, and they never rush the building process. This will hurt them as much as any team. It's not the same. I'm sorry, guys, but it's not, Phil Sims says. That the Patriots will be hurt more than other teams because they focus on the smart side of football more so than other teams, that they win less on talent and more on preparation. Do you buy that? Can you see where he's coming from on that point?
I can when you're around and you're working in groups, but it's like the discussion of education, right? And I talked about this with you. I just feel like at times, you know, when your kids aren't schooling in groups where the teacher can see them and make the eye contact to where you can't get the best learning experience. But there are those that thrive under those conditions where you can get things done, you know, at home or online and through a Zoom meeting. And maybe those people handle things differently. If the Patriots are really good at doing that, meaning we're assembling, you know, we're talking in groups, we're on 5 Zooms a day or 2 or whatever, we're going to do defensive meetings, then we're going to break up into units. And we're going to do this, or if you live close to this guy and you could, get near him and potentially work out a little bit with him, then you could thrive under this situation. There's teams that where they got guys running around with AK-47s or whatever, you know, playing card games. Who knows? Every team is different. Every team handles this stuff differently. But again, I go back to the Scott Pioli stuff from the Senior Bowl week when they fell in love with this Duggar kid. They were conducting 7 meetings at 6 a.m. in the morning before even breakfast. And the only ones that were doing it were the Patriots. The Patriots love to meet. They love to discuss things. They love to talk. They love to watch film. And if they are doing this and you get in a rhythm and you get trained to study this way, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I see guys with their computers and their laptops getting on the planes or the surface stuff, and you're breaking down film right away. If they have this already ingrained in them, and they could help with the young guys and get them up and running. And the tough part is working out on your own. That's the thing I struggle with, the physical part of it. Mentally, if it's there, that is a massive advantage for them, not a disadvantage because of everything that's going on. Because why? Their attention to detail. They cover everything with a fine-tooth comb. No stone is left unturned. You know, that's the Patriots. That's what they do.
I agree with you on all that. I have trouble convincing myself that it would help or hinder them one way or the other based on all the teams being shut down. Well, because right. they're so much more prepared, because they, you know, everything is, you know, from, you know, coaching on down. It's, you know, it's a model that other teams, you know, follow sometimes. But, for you know, for the Patriots, it's all about the plan. It's all about the coaching and then implementing, you know, based on, you don't start with the player. You know, you don't start with, the one right. guy, the one talent. No, it's the other way around. But
how much blame was thrown at Brady last year because he missed this time of year? Right now, you should be going through, what, phase three of the OTAs? Establishing chemistry, knowing your teammates, getting down rhythm with the young guys.
Yeah, I would say less about that. And when I think about the time right now in the spring, so there's nothing that will replace. You can meet all you want, right? You can give the guys all the information. That's not a problem now. But it's about when you're out on the field.
Oh, this is simple.
And Bill Belichick grabs a guy and says, "No, I don't want you here." And right. grabs him and says, "I want you here." Right?
It's even deeper than that. It's technique. Okay, you're with a player. And, okay, we got you in cover two on the outside of the corner, and this is the way you're going to turn. I don't want you to step with your left foot. See, they can't see that stuff right now. So all of these summer and
they can't fix any of these rookies' bad habits. They can't do that yet.
They are going to be in vapor speed at camp when that thing opens up. Like, it is going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be a ton of walkthroughs. It's going to be a ton of individual drills. Maybe less team, more individual, because, shoot, we got to see if this guy can play in our scheme. We know this about Uche. He can rush the passer, right? But if he can't rip underneath with that right arm, and we can't see that in practice, then, shoot, he's useless to us in any 4-3 we run with an under where he's the outside defender coming up underneath of a tight end. If we can't visually see him simulate that move, then we're dead in water.
Do you think it's going to be easier for the teams that were good last year to be good again? For example, Kansas City.
Yes.
Like Kansas City should be primed to come out of the gate and crush everybody.
You look at the AFC, Kansas City should be mm-hmm. number right. one yep. far and foremost.
Gotcha.
Save
above
that. Everybody. Yep. It's been a hell of an hour. Kansas City hour. Should be above everybody. And then here's the big one, too. Roethlisberger's back. Roethlisberger is back with a veteran team. That got hot at the end of the year and put a bunch of games together with Tomlin, coach of the year type candidate, with a backup quarterback. Now you're injecting Ben Roethlisberger into that mix. How good is Juju going to be? You know, that's
yeah, I'm with you on that. Those are guys that have been there. Those are guys that are know it. So I generally agree with the point that Phil Simms made. The teams that are again the most similar rosters from a year ago, they're going to benefit. The teams with less roster changeover and older players will benefit from this. The teams that are younger with more roster turnover will get hurt by this. And that might be especially true for the Patriots because they are all about preparation, and that is what allows them to be so good. And many times it is what allows them to be a mistake-free team or as close to mistake-free as you can get. Right? They want to minimize mistakes. They want to play situational football. They want to be smart on the field. It's harder to do that when you have less time to prepare. So I'd agree with the point. But that's okay because this is sort of a weird season for the Patriots. So we'll just see how it goes. There'll be a lot of learning on the fly for the Patriots going into the year. 617-779-0985.
So what do you do when you get downtime like that now? It's a different season. You go and you buy a $400 dog carrier behind a bike, and you take the dog for a bike ride, right? You do other things.
That's right. You know what? I got a good email after the show yesterday, Hardy.
Did you?
On that very topic. And it was, I think it was sent to you too, Hardy.
From Suzanne?
I don't remember who it was from. But the question was this. If the dog carrier was attached to a bike that Tom Brady was riding and Giselle was taking the photos, would you get on Tom Brady for that?
Yeah. He's done it. He's done it with that weird pooch they have, the long hair one.
The email was addressed in Hardy's direction. That's why I think it was, I was like CC'd
on it. Remember she used to play dress up with him, Hardy? He wore his little, His
it depends.
What do you mean it depends? I thought it was okay.
No, never heard of he had the hat with the glasses and a Civil War coat He's pushing the dog. He was pushing Giselle's dog, the poofy one. He was.
I'd be 100% okay with it as long as the dog had been given some of those TB12 immune vitamins, the immunity vitamins that, hey, we're not saying coronavirus, but if you're stressed in these times and you want to fight off viruses and infections,
can't even answer the question. He's deflecting and then ripping Brady on something else.
$45. I'm not saying. We're just saying. If Brady were to do it, I would think he were forced into it. I don't think anybody forces Bill Belichick to ride around with a dog in a trailer. I think Belichick does it because he wants to. I think Brady would do it because he was convinced it would be a good image thing. So, yeah, I would probably goof on Brady, but not so much on Belichick. You disagree on what? You think Bill is now just a puppet for whatever Linda wants him to do? Is that what you're saying, Zolak, on the record?
I've been around Bill for a long time, and he dressed a certain way. She came upon the scene, and boy, did he become stylish.
He did?
Look at the Nantucket spread.
He wears the finest of cutoff sweatshirts.
I must have missed him at the Met Gala.
I'm talking when they dress up, he is.
I've seen him dressed.
Wow. Well, I've talked to him about tying a Windsor tie.
Tying a Windsor knot?
Yeah. I said,
Windsor or double Windsor?
The double. The big fat.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's a nice V.
The Shannon Sharp. The ginormous knot. It looks like a clown tie by the time
you're
done.
Sort of, but it's not that thick. You see some of these morons on TV and the tie's all crooked because they do the double overlap. That's a half-ass tie.
And what did he say about the Windsor knot?
So we did an interview on the bus one time, and that's like, your tie's incredible. Okay. Who ties your tie? Because he looks at me like I got two heads. He goes, tie my own ties. Okay. You don't know how to tie a double Windsor. I'm like, I've tried it, but it ends up being about as big as my fist. And the front part of it looks like a guy that applied for a job. When he came in, he looked like he had a baby's tie on, halfway down his stomach. I don't want to look like that. He goes, I'll teach you how to tie a tie one day. We never got back to that again. But I'm glad you brought that up.
How long ago was this?
About 3 years.
That needs to be a segment on television this year.
I tell you what, we could do this on All Access.
Belichick teaching Zoe how to tie a double Windsor?
Yes.
I've been in with my friends at Mr. Sid's. They've tried to do it. I can't do it. I can't do it lengthwise. I can't get the perfect knot. I can't get the fold in the middle when you squeeze it.
No, that needs to be a thing. Bill teaches Zoe how to tie a freaking tie. That would be awesome.
He's like, what are you, five? Don't tie your own tie.
I want him to talk trash to you the whole time.
Everything.
I want him to talk trash to you while he does it.
I mean, you might have to. Do you get longer than standard length ties, Zoe?
I don't.
You probably should.
You're 6'5", dude. You should.
So I used to. Here's your problem. It really cuts down on your selection. For anybody that's ever gone in a big and tall store, if you go in a big and tall store,
Thornton Melon's tall and fat,
you don't have the best patterns. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I don't want that ugly ass paisley tie or the one with the vertical stripes. It looks all shiny because it looks cheap. I don't want that tie.
You know what
the problem is?
You don't wear a lot of ties anymore. Ties are worn less now than ever.
Yeah. I wear less ties on TV, but when we go on a road, I wear a tie on a plane. That's the only time I wear a tie. You know what I'm saying? So what I did when I had the long ties is I would tie it, but the knot became so freaking skinny. I look like Michael Jordan.
More on Tom Brady's immunity defense plan that he's got there. We'll get to that next. Also, Zoe's got an issue with his washing machine that happened yesterday. He's going to fill us in on that coming up by the end of the hour as well. Don't go anywhere.
I got a problem with the washer.
Yeah, I know.
First, our introduction. Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Beatle, do you know why we're playing this song?
Money for nothing. Chicks for free.
Zoe, do you know why we're playing this song?
You get an earring and a meat coat on?
Why? Why are we playing this?
P Pete Townsend's 75th anniversary today, so we're going to play all our favorite Who songs. Let's start with this one right here.
Who?
Money for Nothing.
This ain't the Who.
This isn't the Who. What are you talking? I'm so confused right now.
We're going to give him the Elton John treatment today. People have been asking us on Twitter to play all our favorite Who songs for Pete Townsend's 75th anniversary, so I figured we'd kick it off with that one.
75th anniversary?
75th birthday, excuse me.
Oh,
Pete Townsend.
I was so confused for the last 2 minutes of this. I'm like, what?
Now that you mention it.
I know that one, Dr. O'Reilly.
We'll play Dr. O'Reilly next.
Okay.
And then we'll play Dr. Feelgood, another great Who song.
No, that's a Motley Crue.
How long has the Who been around now? It's got to be 50 plus years.
Yeah. I think after that halftime show, when his shirt went up and it kept showing his stomach when he was doing the wind-up strum.
It was unfortunate.
They didn't really put them on anything after that.
1964, the band formed.
Oh.
Damn. All right, 617-779-0985. How about Tom Brady? What's he hawking now? Immunity booster? What is this?
Yeah, it's called a Protect. Get me a little TB12 Protect. Protect yourself from what? What do you think? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. A little immunity.
So you told me you guys both said he's getting crushed for this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's not good. It's
timing.
I sort of feel relieved that we don't have to do that anymore.
I don't miss this part. I don't miss this.
That's someone else's problem.
I like the guy. Yeah. This is Tampa's problem now.
It is. It's Tampa's problem. I was looking at a story
How much you think the immunity stuff sells more in the state of Florida than it would up here? Like, people are so health conscious down there. See, I think he would have had a freaking gold mine with that next phase of life, the TB12 stuff, if it was Miami and South Beach. They would have eaten it up down there. You know it. Come on, guys, walking around down there. Look at this. Oh, my God, look how nice this TB12 building is. Look at these people. Everybody's beautiful. Oh, yeah. They take it. We must take it.
I don't know about the supplement stuff, and I don't know it makes much of a difference. When you get around to selling Protect, which is an immunity blend supplement made from clinically studied ingredients. Ooh. You mean they studied the ingredients? They did.
Do they work?
They do not. But it is still supposed to help the body recover from everyday and exercise-induced aches.
Did you see what's in it?
The same stuff
vitamin
you get
in C,
emergency, yeah.
Vitamin C,
yep.
Zinc.
Zinc is good for you. Zinc is really good for you.
Yeah, zinc is good for you. Go get some Zicam. It'll cost you a fraction of what this costs.
And it also has, though, larch tree extract. Elderberry powder.
Ah, yes, that's good.
Elderberry is good when you get sick. Like, I've made a home remedy elderberry syrup for a cold, and it worked. At least I think it did.
And the other thing is yeast beta glucan or glucan.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So the big-time ingredients right at the top of the list are vitamin C and zinc, and he's charging $45 a bottle for
this. It's homeopathic. It is, and look, some homeopathic remedies are better than others. The vitamin C thing, of course you need vitamin C, but once you get above a certain amount, it's water-soluble. This is like eighth grade biology. It's water-soluble. You're going to pee out whatever your body can't take in anymore. So take as much vitamin C as you want. Your body can only hold so much. The zinc, now there is actual evidence behind the zinc. I don't know if you take it in this way. You actually need the zinc to, like, coat your nasal and throat passages because certain viruses have trouble adhering to areas that are coated with zinc, which is why the swabs and the inhalers and the zinc lozenges are recommended by actual doctors. But if you're going to swallow a little bit of zinc inside a pill along with vitamin C and elderberry, you know where the benefit is coming from? The water you wash it down with. You're better. Save the $45 and do what Zoe's doing. Just drink a bunch of water, and you'll be. It's probably the exact same thing.
I'm looking at the replies to the tweet now because T-Bone said you got to look at the replies.
Yeah.
There's the water again.
Me.
Responses include: Well, this will this stir well with my snake oil? Tom, I'm going to throw away my mask after taking this. This will make me invincible. I love that you've become a snake oil salesman, and your cult will just buy your stuff. Thank you, Florida man. Mahomes is the greatest of all time. Oh, Tom, this is so disappointing. Yeah, that's like a serious response. There's a bunch of them.
Oh, Tom.
There's people just like killing him on it. Which is, you know, people have sort of figured out the people that, you know, he's worked with and the regulatory bodies that have gone after the people that he associates with.
I think
that's been well established now.
Here's the real problem with it, because Brady mentioned this when he was doing his Howard Stern thing. Yeah. And I talked with Felger about this because it was driving me nuts, and then it drove Felger nuts that it drove me nuts. When he talks about like diet and the overall health of, you know, the population, he's not wrong. You know,
no,
that you know, if you are in better physical health, then you are probably less likely to get sick. You know, that's just some common sense. And Brady takes it to a, you know, just a different level. But he's talking about, you know, the overall health crisis in this country pre-coronavirus.
Yeah.
Right? And just, you know, if people, you know, had, you know, ate better and they were in better shape, they'd be less susceptible to getting sick. And I agree with that. You know, he's right. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But then to double down on it and have your CEO talk to Yahoo Sports and say, now more than ever, it's important to have daily support for a healthy immune response as our bodies are subject to constant stressors that deplete its resources. You want to regulate inflammation and eliminate foreign challengers. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. You want a little Corona Shield, maybe? It's like, don't do that. Don't do that. And especially don't do it for $45 a bottle. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, his timing is great, too. Like, oh, well, I've got the cure for the corona.
I've got the cure for viruses. Foreign viruses, and now more than ever. What do you mean now more than? Well, so you know what's going on? Yeah, we know. Don't.
Speaking of Tom Brady today, along with some Buccaneers players, took the field at Tampa's Berkeley Prep School. So in case you're wondering if he was filling up the bucket and was getting enough family time this offseason, I know the last few off seasons that's been a big thing of his to make sure he gets all his fantasy time. He was on the field in Tampa today with his teammates. Yep, at Berkeley Prep. Yeah. And he started working out with some of his players on a high school field in Tampa today. According to the Tampa Bay Times, about eight of his Buccaneers teammates began a two-hour throwing session, and that was all this morning, starting at 7 a.m.
Oh, man, it's just awkward seeing him in that gear. Orange helmet.
He was wearing a bright orange jersey.
Pewter helmet. He actually has shorts on, which is odd for him.
Yep. So there you go. I guess, Hardy, I guess his family time is all set now. I guess him and the kids, they got it all in during the pandemic, and he's now ready to work in the off-season workouts with his teammates now.
I saw that. Yeah, someone else said that to us. It filled up that bucket early this year. The buckets get filled early in Tampa, apparently.
You see that nice house on the water.
Better water
family likes being down there where you can jump in a pool and run around, film videos and stuff, and get on a boat, jet skis. Jet skis last week.
Zoe, you do any laundry today?
Did some last night.
And you had a little accident there, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you mix the whites and colors? What'd you do?
Zoe will fill us in next.
Yeah.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
everybody. It's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hardy, Painted Black, great Who song.
Yeah, this is obviously John Entwistle on the vocals here.
Oh, this is the Beatles. What a stone.
The Beatles, you're right, though. And the Beatles wrote it, but the Who covered it.
Sounds like the Beatles, sounds like the Stones are singing. That sounds like Jagger.
Beatles wrote it, but the Who covered it, and this is the most famous version here.
Never 617-779-0985 is the phone number.
How many angry tweets are you getting?
So many. I haven't checked, but I'm assuming so many.
Happy birthday, Pete Townsend.
I hate
Twitter. They're so easy to trigger.
I know.
So easy. I forgot we were going to talk about. Why am I forgetting?
Oh, Zoe's washing machine.
Oh, right. Duh. What's up with the washing machine?
Okay, so I think one problem creates another. And not that one problem actually solved a big problem that I potentially could have had. So I have a dumpster outside, which is like two-thirds full. And the last thing that we were going to fill the dumpster with was stuff out of the bulkhead down in the basement. You know, crap we've had sitting around there all the time.
Sure.
And on the basement, there's freaking water on the floor. Like, what the hell is this crap? I run upstairs. I'm looking. Okay, is the toilet leaking? Is the sill broken? You know, Hardy, sometimes you get,
Back up. How much water are we talking?
A couple good puddles on the floor.
All right.
Then I look up, and I'm like, wait a minute. And I can feel the joists that are going across. This one's wet. It's dripping.
Oh.
And that's not where the toilet is. It's a washroom. So I go up back up in the washroom, and I look behind it, and underneath the drum behind the washer is leaking on the floor.
Oh, boy.
So it's going down through the floorboards into my basement. I had no clue it was doing this because it was doing it out of the back end. And it was going down right through a seam in the corner. So I ripped that sucker out last night, drained it, put it on my back deck, NBC Sport. There it is, right there. Nice washer. Nice Samsung washer, digital, all that stuff. And we've had it now.
Top loader, huh?
Many years. Oh, God, yeah. I like the top loader. You can sit on them.
That's a good time.
Go to Lowe's. Obviously, it is packed in Lowe's because everybody goes to Lowe's now. It's where you're allowed to go to. So I go in there. I go in the back, and very nice man in appliances back there. We're about 2 to 3 weeks out delivery with COVID. And I said, what? I said, oh, my God, I got people in my house. We got backed up laundry. And he goes, hey, I know that voice. I said, you say Tony Eason, I'm walking out. I'm going to Home Depot. Because the one guy in there still thinks I'm Tony Eason,
right.
The guy over in the gardening.
Yeah, it's been an issue.
And I play it up. I let it go.
Yeah.
So, right? He goes, hang on.
No,
I go
special treatment.
There we go.
So I said, "This is great." I cross my things. I start browsing the light bulbs, and I go over and I look at the John Deere tractors. My, those prices have come down. They're all plastic now, though. You know, it's not like my John Deere,
are they?
Like those '91s when they first started.
The originals.
Yeah,
he goes, great news. We got one in the bag. He goes, I can't deliver it till next Tuesday or Wednesday. And I said, well, I got a big Tahoe. I said, what if I come and get it? He goes, if we set this up as a delivery and exchange, but you show up, say, tomorrow at 2:15 after your show. We love your show, by the way. We listen all the time here at Lowe's.
Thank you, Lowe's.
Thank you guys at Lowe's. And I said, I will go home. I will take that sucker apart. I drug it out of my deck, and at 2:05 today, that thing's getting shoved in the back of my Tahoe, and I'm going to be at Lowe's in Plainville with my mask on, high-fiving that whole crew in the back.
Wait, you're bringing them the old one? They're taking that, too?
My dumpster's fully packed. Plus, I don't really know if the dumpster would take a washing machine.
They might charge you a fee.
They frown. Right. They frown upon appliances, oversized appliances. They told me that. So I said, I got to get the other one out. What am I going to do? It's going to sit in my garage just like the other, like my dishwasher did for 4 years. And he's like, bring it back. I'll set it up as a delivery, but wink, wink. You know what I mean? And very nice people there. Yo, you need help in a time of crisis, you go to Lowe's.
Meanwhile,
as long as you're Scott Zolak, they'll definitely help you out.
I go the other way on this one, Beetle. I'd say, meanwhile, that guy just sold the last washer in the back for the fourth time that day.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, we got one more in the back, though, for you. We'll take care of
it. It's like, yeah, you know what? We're going to give you that clear coat. We're going to get you that clear coat package.
You know, that clear coat comes straight from the factory.
Yeah, it's the one I wanted with the color and everything. I don't get the white ones.
Let me talk to my manager. Well, you'd never done this before.
Nope. So you're never going to believe it. There's one more in the back. And if you buy it, I'll let you actually go home, get your washer, put it in your car, bring it to me tomorrow, and then I'll let you take the new one that you just bought.
I got to take it.
And I'll do you a favor. I mean, because you're Scott Zolak and all.
Do you know how good I felt since yesterday? Now you're going to have me going in there with red ass at 2:05.
I do love Lowe's, though. The proud sponsor of the time and temperature earlier last hour. Maybe you gentlemen heard that. So we thank them for their continued support, both in
we love Lowe's.
And, yeah, I love Lowe's.
I don't know how they do it. I'll walk in. I'm like, I have this issue. I need this corner attachment, but like one's a boy, and I'm like, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know the size of the pipe. He goes, well, what you're going to do? You're going to go down to aisle 14. You're going to go two-thirds of the way down, look left. There's two bins on the bottom. You don't want the bottom one. You want the one on top. I'm like, how do you know this? I said, give me light bulbs. Boom. It was like George, our old intern, who knew area codes.
Awesome.
That's great.
Like,
yeah.
You can just walk around and memorize the store.
Now, Zoe, from that picture that we showed there,
yeah,
it looks like you have an agitator there in the middle of the washing machine, like most washing machines once upon a time did.
Agitatorless.
Really? There's nothing in there?
No.
Oh,
I'll go down and take a picture of the drum. It's a flat-bottom drum, yeah.
That looks relatively new, though. You're not under warranty with that thing or anything?
I take warranty out. It costs money.
I mean, just a manufacturer's warranty?
You know what? That thing's over 10 years old, minimum.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? There's a couple things rusting on the other side. I'm just ready to get a new one.
It's time.
Okay.
Hardy, I have one with the agitator still.
Yeah.
And I refuse to get rid of that thing. Like,
see,
old
I wish
school,
I could...
not energy efficient.
Right.
Agitates, cleans.
Yeah.
Makes things really clean.
Mm.
Yeah.
I wish I could donate. Yeah. You know what?
My uses all kinds of water.
My mom and dad, them down in Florida. They have the basic, like, Amana or Whirlpool, you know, just the big white ones. $350 each.
Right.
And over heavy-duty loads with the big agitator in the middle, and your clothes can't get cleaner faster. Your clothes don't get drier faster than those things.
Yep.
These damn energy-saving ones, I don't know. But, hey, that's the way everybody's going, you know?
Yep. So,
well, congrats on that find. Buying that last washer, so.
That's great.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline. MA.org.